Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You got the KYLS to talk about, so I'm interested to hear what you got to say.
That's right. So KYLS is a leadership opportunity for our older youth in our program. It stands for Kansas Youth Leadership Forum. And I always like to talk about leadership skills in the sense of they are skills that we need to practice, just like we practice our basketball skills with dribbling and our shooting, or our soccer skills with our foot control. Leadership skills are skills that need to be practiced, and they need to be taught. And so this is something that kids don't get a ton of in the classroom, so I always think these opportunities are unique to kids and really encourage them to step outside their comfort zone and go try something new. It's a state event, so you get to meet kids across the state of Kansas. Last year, we took 9 from the district and had a wonderful time. The 4-H state program has a state 4-H council. It's a leadership opportunity for kids to serve on. So we had a couple kids from the district that tried out for that, and we do have a representative from our area on the state 4-H council. So you get to go, and they do elections for the youth 4-H council. You get to hear a lot from the state council, but then they also have breakout sessions for leadership. They usually bring in like a guest speaker that speaks on behalf of leadership, and it's just a really fun and learning time for kids to, again, practice those skills that they don't get to practice a whole lot within the classroom type of setting. So it is coming up. It's November 23rd through the 24th. Registration is due October 15th, so that day is coming up fast. You have to be 14 to 18 years of age to go, so you do have to be a little bit older. If you're a non-4-H and you're like, Jess, this sounds like right up my alley, I love things like this, please reach out. We can help you still get involved in events such as these, even if you're not maybe your traditional 4-H member. But, yes, so it's a really fun time. It's going to be at Rock Springs 4-H Camp. We will help transport kids from the area out there that weekend and be with them as sponsors and then bring them back. So, again, I just really encourage these things for our older youth. I think it's kind of the next step in that skill set level to be learning. And if nothing else, just going and making those connections across the state. I remember when I went to college, and I went to K-State, and I always knew so many people across the campus, and my friends were always like, Jess, how do you know everybody? And it was from my 4-H experiences at the state level, and I was also involved in FFA, just putting myself out there, just building that network can be really important for later in life. So I just encourage you to consider that and to think about this opportunity, and it's a fun one to go to.
Yeah, very important to make those connections. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary Zine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.